everybody, to A Galaxy Not So Far Away. I'm Gary.
And I'm Becca.
And this week with us, on our first ever episode, actually, our introductory episode, we have Kelly.
Hi.
And Matt and Jenny with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody. I'm excited. We've been talking about wanting to do a Mysterious Galaxy podcast for a while, so I'm stoked that we're, like, actually doing
it. It's really exciting. Yes.
It's happening. It's all happening. Yeah.
it's great. It's you know, when I first started working for the, anyway, I was going to tell the story all off the bat, but when I first started working for the bookstore, like, not long after I started, then manager David asked me, like, what a Mysterious Galaxy podcast would look like. And at the time I was, like, working two jobs and doing another show that was 5 days a week and very much was like, I don't know how to do this. So it's exciting that, like, you know, a couple years later we have, you know, sort of find ourselves in a position where we can actually put a podcast together, talk about some of our favorite book things and all of that good stuff.
Hashtag stay at home and pod.
Stay at home and pod. I think it's really exciting too, because, I mean, 4 years ago when you were asked about this project, we had a much smaller staff and we have so many cool people working at Mysterious Galaxy now, and our family has just grown and grown, and I think we've never had such a cool staff, and I mean, it's just as there's so many cool people and it's very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. The store very much felt like not an entirely different place, but
it literally was an entirely different place.
Literally. That is true.
It is. We just moved.
We did just move. I found the store right before we ended up in our last location. So it was when it was in the really small place on
Claremont
Mesa.
By Boomers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've just been growing and growing. I mean, our physical location and our staff. And so, yeah, when I first started, I had 2 weeks as an employee at the location before last. And then helped the store move into the place on Balboa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a way to start.
They're like, welcome, start packing.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it was great because I've worked in so many bookstores, and that very small location by Boomers, I was like, how do you guys, like, shelve things? Like, this is not enough space. And the receiving room was the size of, like, a bathroom. I was like, this is not how normal bookstores work, guys. And they're like, this is all we know. So for me, it was like, oh, what a relief. Like, we actually have the space to fill now.
Yeah. This is the only, you know, I've been a fan of the store since I discovered it, but this is the only bookstore that I've ever worked with or worked for. And, so I don't have a whole lot of experience with like independent bookstore, like, lifestyle, but that's something you've been doing for a long time, right, Kelly?
Yeah. So my first job, in San Francisco when I went to college there, was at Borders. So I worked at Borders downtown San Francisco, which is an epically, you know, had four floors of books, and one of the coolest locations, I think. I worked there for 5 years until they closed down in 2011, and have been working for independent bookstores since. So I've seen a lot of the ins and outs of working for, like, a bigger corporation and working for independent bookstores. And honestly, every bookseller you meet, like, despite whether they work at it more of a corporation or more of an independent bookstore, every bookseller is awesome. every person who you interact with just loves books. And so it's been really fun kind of making friends along the way and seeing how different bookstores work. But yeah, I've worked at, I think this is my fifth bookstore in 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yeah. You never want to go back, right? I mean, working for an independent bookstore it's fun. It's just great.
Independent bookstores have a way of having their own, like...
Each one has their own personality.
I don't want to say aesthetic, but, like, yeah, personality is exactly, yes. Where, like, it builds a community around it because it's like-minded folks that are able to cater and similar and recommend similar things. The thing that always drew me to Mysterious Galaxy in particular is because we're genre fiction, mm-hmm. sci-fi, fantasy, mystery, like, the sci-fi fantasy side is always something that I read, like, a ton of growing up, and you can't really find a lot of them at, like, a corporate bookstore. You might get a couple of shelves in Barnes & Noble, but Mysterious yeah. Galaxy, like, that's half the stuff we have in the store. And so it's really, like, not only helped me find stuff that I've always loved, but also shown that, like, that genre is so much bigger and has so many more, like, little niche things within it that I didn't know about. And,
Well, that's the thing that I really like about independent bookstores, too. And just, like, I mean, compared to, like, I've only really done food service work aside from this job and, like, my freelance art. I really like that there's room for booksellers to have, like, a personality and sort of, like, bring that to the work that they do. Like, a lot of, like, corporate work is very, you know, it's just, like, you got to sell the thing. You got to do this. You have to look a certain way.
Got to pitch that membership card.
Yes.
Exactly.
There's lots of, I mean, even like down to the very displays that you're making, the book displays that you're making, you're given a sheet of paper and told where each book goes, which just feels like, there's almost no creativity. And there is definitely a different sort of pressure of like selling memberships and selling odds and ends of stuff that may or may not be books. But yeah, I mean, the cool thing about working at a bookstore is it's built from the community, but it's also built for the community. So having that experience with science fiction and fantasy has especially kind of created a home for a lot of people, I think. Everyone who works here, I think, feels that. And I think our community feels that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for sure. I mean, so Matt and I are the new owners of Mysterious Galaxy, for those who don't know that yet. But we've been customers for a long time. And since we moved to San Diego 7 years ago now, almost. And for us going, I mean, that was, first of all, one of the first things we did once we moved was go to Mysterious Galaxy pretty often. But we, at least, I don't know, I felt like I knew a lot of the staff on our first name basis long before we had this opportunity. I knew Kelly, I knew Rob, I knew Constance, kind of in particular, those just happened to be the people I, you know, interfaced with the most. But, you know, they knew when we were having our baby, like I was going, they knew she was coming. I would be at the store, and it was just something that kind of like was happening with this extended family that was part of our community that we felt really engaged with.
I think I shoved a bunch of books in your arms.
They are upstairs in her room. They're upstairs in her room on a shelf right now.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that was just always really important to us. And kind of like Gary, like I've always been a super big fan of fantasy in particular, and sci-fi a bit more, or I mean, extended from that, and just having more specialized recommendations for that genre in particular for me was super helpful. And I feel like I found so many books that way just from talking to the staff.
Right. And I mean, as an employee, you learn just as much from the customers. It was almost intimidating starting at Mysterious Galaxy because I was the bookseller. I was always the one person people would turn to for sci-fi fantasy recommendations, and I would walk them over to our, you know, our one bookshelf and, you know, maybe 50 books on sci-fi fantasy that we had, and I would talk to them about books. But starting at Mysterious Galaxy, I remember thinking, like, dang, I the customers, they might know more than me, which is a weird feeling.
Yeah.
You know, they've been reading for 40 years, like, sci-fi fantasy, and who am I just starting off, you know, reading Harry Potter, you know, but absolutely, it's not like that at all. I mean, it's so fun to hear what other people are reading, and even everybody has classics that they've read. Everybody has gaps that they, you know, you would think that they would read, but they haven't yet. And it's just so cool having those conversations, and especially knowing people by name. And I mean, at this point, all of my friends in San Diego, I've basically met through Mysterious Galaxy, just people walking in and getting to know them.
It's amazing the kind of like community that it brings. There's a thing that I've always, you know, I've always been that friend. I think most of us are. That's why we're booksellers. That friend who's like recommending stuff to other people, or people go to and like, hey, what are some things that I should be reading? But the nice thing about especially working at a store, a specialty store like ours, is knowing that the community is just as knowledgeable and being able to turn that question around and be like, what have you read lately that you think I would like?
And passionate, right?
And having that sort of back and forth. Exactly. Because then I'm constantly stepping outside of the box of what I thought I liked when I was a kid reading Robert Jordan. Right. You know? And it's been really interesting to sort of discover all the kind of the in and outs of things that I hadn't read before, whether it be like a piece of classic fiction that everyone's like, oh, you have to read this, or a new piece of queer literature that just came out last month. And it's something that I might not have picked up
before. To be able to grow as readers is so important, and to have a group of people that you know, that you trust, that won't judge you, that will open your eyes, that will help teach you. Like, that's what booksellers are, and that's what we do, and that's what if I'm doing my job right, that's what I'm doing. And if I'm being a human, hopefully I'm receiving that, right? And learning and growing.
Absolutely. God, it's really amazing that we have been able to build such a good community. You I think said it very well earlier, Kelly, when you said this sort of like extended family that the community kind of becomes, because yeah, pretty much everybody that I know in my day-to-day, the people that I talk to and I spend time reaching out to are people that I know because of the store.
And, I mean, having that physical space is so important for people to come in and feel safe and feel like they've walked in somewhere that's home. But it, of course, extends beyond that physical, those four walls. I mean, what we're doing right now is a proof of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really interesting being able to, like, work on this. I know we talked a little bit about whether or not we were going to bring up the everyone stuck at home through the quarantine right now, but
I feel like we almost like have to. Like,
I think so. I think
it's an unavoidable subject at this time. Like,
we've been talking about wanting to do something like this for a while, and now all of a sudden we find ourselves with the time to work on some projects outside of the store directly. So we've been doing a lot of things with social media. We've been doing different kinds of, like, virtual events and stuff like that, and that's also been really interesting, just seeing our community continue to be there for us and place orders with us like come to us for recommendations.
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, it's been humbling in lots of ways. I'm constantly inspired and encouraged by our customers. And I have worked at many bookstores, and I have not ever experienced the level of kindness and patience and passion and enthusiasm from anyone.
And dedication, honestly. Like, loyalty. I feel like the community that this bookstore has is, like, they are willing to lay down on the line for this store. Like, they believe in us. And, like, I feel like that energy, like, it makes me, like, believe in myself as a bookseller more. I'm like, you know, you guys are so positive. Like, hell yeah, I'm going to sell you some books.
I mean, well, yeah, people are happy to walk through those doors. They're happy to talk about books. And I think that shows, I mean, it's evident.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even when we first moved into our new location, I was just, like, walking through the area to, like, get the lay of the land, and there were people that, like, commented on, like, I had my Mysterious Galaxy sweatshirt on, and they're like, oh, I love that store, and I'm like, yeah, we're opening, like, right here.
It's crazy how many people know about Mysterious Galaxy. I remember when I first started, and I would hear authors who came and visited for their book tours talk about how it was on their bucket list to come to San Diego and do an event with Mysterious Galaxy. And I just was like, whoa, but you're like a New York Times bestselling author. You know about us?
Yeah.
Little old us. But it's true. Like, it's very cool that Mysterious Galaxy has this recognition. I think for the past 27 years, I mean, everyone who came before all of us speaking right now built up such a strong foundation. And here we are just trying to make it grow even more.
Honestly, like, I knew, like, I don't know if you guys, I don't think any of the people recording right now were in the store the first time that I came, like, 5 years ago, but I was with my partner David, who is the son of one of the co-founders, the son of two of the co-founders, excuse me. And he brought me to Amber Benson was doing a signing.
Oh, I was probably there for that in, like, 2015. I think that was one of my earliest signings.
We were there for that one.
And, like, the fact that, like, his family just, like, casually knew, like, Amber Benson, and I'm a huge Buffy fan. I was like, this store's, like, a big deal. And, like, from that moment, I was like, this store is, like, it's important. And, like, it has real roots here. Mm-hmm. It's not just, like, I'm... I grew up in a lot of different small towns where, like, the indie bookstore in town wasn't necessarily, like, a big deal. And right. so I definitely expected more of that. And what I got was absolutely the opposite.
Right. Yeah, that's how it felt working there. I mean, I have all experience of a lot of different bookstores, big and small. And working at Mysterious Galaxy, it just was like, I have learned so much. it is a well-oiled machine just from all the people who, like the way we run events. I mean, we host 130 or something like that, plus authors. It seems like every other day that we're doing author events, and we've been doing big offsite events, you know, Y'all West, LA Times, Comic-Con. We run a few booths at Comic-Con. And when I say that, I mean like 11 or 12 and every author signing upstairs. But I mean, our team is incredible. And again, it's not just the booksellers, it's the volunteers, it's our customer base who help us throughout all of that. And it's just, I have never worked at a bookstore or been a part of something that works so well and also works so well together. Like, I don't think we ever have any weird tensions or like there's no secret drama or anything.
It really does feel like a big family.
It and honestly like, is.
Especially with the conventions too. Like, I do want to also give a shout out to that part of our community, because I feel like, you know, every convention that I've ever worked for this store, I have tons of people that come up and they're like, oh, I saw that you guys were here and I was so excited. I try to stop by at every convention. Yeah. And I really love the relationship we have with all the publishers too. Like, I've become very close with a lot of the ladies at Candlewick because of
Comic-Con.
Of Comic-Con and working for the store. And I love it. It makes me feel like so happy, because I feel like I would never have otherwise like met the people that I have at conventions.
Yeah, we have a ton of people who like almost exclusively know us from the conventions and festivals that we do. And, you know, they've never been to our storefront in San Diego, but, you know, we do a convention in LA, or they come down for Comic-Con in San Diego, and they know us from that. And they're so excited to visit us every single year. So I mean, there is one customer that visited, I think it was like 4 years in a row, like just Comic-Con booth. And I just like got to know him that way. I'm like, of course, it's you. Hey. And it's so cool. And like by now, this, like, I think I've done Comic-Con 5 times. I've been with Mysterious Galaxy 5 years. So 5 Comic-Cons. And it's so funny that people you only see once a year, but it's like coming back to summer camp, right? And you're like, all right, let's do this. Uh-huh. Let's literally sell thousands of books.
Every year Comic-Con, like, as it gets closer, it's so daunting, and I know it's a ton of work, and then it's always, like, it's genuinely a blast despite that.
Right.
Like Becca was saying, it's really nice to be able to just, like, get to know the people that we work with and get to see, like, have these customers that know us from the convention circuit that are just coming for the conventions and, like, getting to see them, like, you said, like a family reunion or like a summer camp or something, like.
And I mean, also the authors that you get to meet that, like, otherwise would, like, not be on this, like, side of the country or this side of the world sometimes. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, working with all the publishers, like, I mean,
it's like when we have Amy Kaufman or Jay Kristoff, and they come from Australia. And it's like, and it's, of course, but they know some of us by name. And, like, we're such huge fans of theirs, and they, I think, genuinely enjoy coming to Mysterious Galaxy. And it's just like, we of course would never have met all the way in Australia.
Yeah.
But it's really fun, and it's really cool to become a little bit closer with some authors and get to be part of their world, even for just a little bit, even if it's just talking about their new book or their ideas for books. It's been really cool.
I think that that's like another great thing about all of the social media stuff we've been doing in light of the current situation going on. Like, I feel like it really opens up doors, like, for Instagram takeovers from different authors all over the place. And, you know, Gary and I are very hopeful to get some distant authors on the show.
Yes.
Talk to them. And
I mean, just because we are not able to sell books from our storefront doesn't mean that we can't do much of what we do every day, right? We can sell books online. We could talk to authors. We can host those author events through live stream. We can have, like, fun social media takeovers. You know, we're all in this together. And I mean, we all are here for the love of stories, the love of storytelling. And I,
absolutely.
Yeah. And we can still do that. And it's been extremely heartwarming to see not just us, but other bookstores across the nation and world to kind of come together and help each other out and offer feedback and advice and really open up their communities even more so than they ever have before.
And I do just want to tease, speaking of authors, I won't say who, but we do have a very cool author that we've just confirmed that is going to be on the show. I think, gosh, Gary, is it episode 5? Six?
Six? I think it's 6.
So episode 6 is going to be an author spotlight. We will be talking about the horror genre, and that's all I'm going to say.
Very cool.
But I'm so excited that we're going to have her on. And
yeah, and I'm hoping to have a few different authors drop in on this podcast. I think one of the cool things this can do is be a kind of a venue to talk about new projects that they're working on and books that we're excited about.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, it all kind of lines up, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see, like, some of these things that we're trying, the new projects that we're doing, like the podcast, like some of our social media takeovers and things like that, like how that is going to shape some of the things that we are able to do now going forward in the future, like these skills that we're developing being put into use even when we're back in the store, just like sort of changing what we're limited to.
So what do you guys have lined up for us? What's episode 1 and 2 like? 3 and 4 and 5 and all of
our
them.
Our first... yeah. I don't think I have we have a tentative list. We've only recorded a couple so far.
Yeah.
The first one is rereadables. Stuff that we like to read and again and again and again. Books that we can't put down.
Yes. Harry Potter.
Which was a blast. Yes, Harry
Potter.
We
do talk about Harry Potter for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, how can you not?
We do.
Gary, how many times have you read just book one?
Yeah. Just book one? 30?
Yeah. I mean,
40?
It sounds insane. No, it sounds like a lot, but like I legit think it's been at least 20 times. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that when I was a kid, as the books were coming, like I would just reread that one all the time, and then I would reread the whole series over as new books were coming out. But I've even since like book 7, every once in a while I'll just go back and read Sorcerer's Stone. Like I don't We talk about that one a little bit in the next
episode. I was going to say, Gary, don't say too much.
We do get into
this. It's my fault. I asked Gary about
Harry
Potter.
That's one of mine.
I don't want to be that guy, but I have legitimately read the series over 100 times.
I believe
it's amazing.
He was in
a club. I was waiting for Matt to say something.
Yeah, he was in a club.
So Harry Potter trivia night? Harry Potter trivia night?
I did lose Harry Potter trivia night to Jenny.
He did.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
All right, Jenny's on my team.
Yep.
It was very close, though.
It wasn't that close.
It was so close. Are you kidding me?
He also lost Star Wars trivia night.
Lost Discourse.
Speaking of Star Wars, Becca, do you want to tease what episode 2 was?
Yes. So the second episode that will be coming out is one that came from my noggin, and I'm quite proud of. We discuss some hot and broody characters. There's some villains, there's some not villains, but not quite heroes. I will say that the episode is recommended for an 18-plus audience. There will be a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, but it should be a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Jenny was there, Gary and I, and then we have Kylie and Victoria as well on that episode. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I'm hoping to do, like, more episodes like that, like a Mysterious Galaxy After Dark type stuff, but also like some kid episodes. I love fantasy books, but I also love like kids books, and middle grade is sort of my other kind of passion. I love books that are kind of centered towards that really wonderful age, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, where you're really getting into books and reading and stories, and the stories just live in your head in a way that, you know, they just kind of don't when you're an adult, like, which is kind of sad to say, but at the same time, like, there's...
No, but it's true!
And there's so much... The passion and creativity, and it's such an important part to get kids into reading. It's an important age, I should say. And so I...
Yeah. I think I was 10 or 11 when I first read Tamora Pierce, and it, like, changed my entire... how I was oriented to the world,
of
because
course.
Everything revolved around those books.
They're, I mean, reading books
book reports
is life-changing. It really is. Mm-hmm. It was for me. So I love reading books like that. I love talking about picture books too, to be honest. Like, it's just like some cool stuff is coming out.
So I think too
it'd be really fun to have kind of a kid-centric episode, like kids books, and it could be really fun.
Yeah, so yeah, you said it. I have like two or three ideas for full episodes we can do. Yeah.
I'm excited. There's a lot of potential for us to do a lot of different things with the show, and it's going to be fun to like discover what it's going to look like, you know, in
definitely
a few weeks or a few months. It's going to be a blast. Matt, you're about to say something. I'm sorry I cut you off.
I was just going to say, Kelly, you've helped make us look really cool to our 6-year-old neighbor who is loving all these book recommendations.
Oh, really? What?
Amazing. Perfect.
That's me.
Those were from Jenny, apparently.
Not all of them, but
I'll take credit for one. If I look cool just because I gave one book to a kid, you know, that's all I really need in life.
You look like the queen of everything to this kid.
Hey, if you want books about dragons, robots, fairies, let me know.
On it.
Talk I feel like Kelly. Nothing is more validating than having like a 6-year-old say you're cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God. Kids are 100%. Very picky. I feel so cool.
They are. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I feel when a kid looks up to me, I'm just like, what, me? Me?
Oh, some of the kids that come into the store that like know us and recognize us, like it's the happiest part of my day.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that
maybe some future guest stars?
I know a few that would probably be very happy to talk about books with us.
Shakespeare episode.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Absolutely. We're doing popcorn reading.
We can do a Shakespeare. We have a very excited 8-year-old we could have.
We absolutely do. Is there anything else that anyone else wants to hit on before we wrap this one up?
I think that we are just so excited to have this venue to nerd out with you guys, and to be able to share that with, you know, people that are in our community and people beyond our community, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. We're
bringing people into the community.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this because I feel like this is definitely a venue for people to get to know, like, us as booksellers a little bit better than you can in, like, you know, the short 10-minute interaction you have when you're recommending something at the store.
Or even when you're at work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is more of a, like, free-form conversation than we really have the time to have at work, right? So I'm very excited for, like, some of the topics we have coming up. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. I don't know if you did a shout out yet to the music that we have here on the show.
Not in this episode, but we will get there, Kelly.
We usually do it at the end with our thank yous.
I haven't made it to the end yet. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
No. Whatever. Fine. Six I see burn. How it is.
Okay, I didn't know if it was going to be part of this episode.
Kelly, you're breaking my heart.
Look, guys, look.
I will do that here and shout out our dear friend and customer of the store, Austin Farmer, has allowed us to use a piece of music from his album, The Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. We are using a piece called Kill the Farm Boy, which I very much enjoy. So you can hear that at, oh my goodness, I believe his album is just Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra, and it's available on Spotify.
That's awesome.
I'm going to put links for that in the description of the episode.
And I know a lot of people are asking how best to support the store during this time, or just in general. And, you know, our online website is still up and going and strong, so we're fulfilling all online orders direct to customers right now, and we are still offering all of the book recommendations. So if you guys have any book recommendations now or at any time, just call the store, email us. Obviously we love talking about books, so we are happy to do so. We also have gift cards available online and in the store, so you can purchase gift cards.
Do you have the link off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah. Well, mistgalaxy.com is the link. And if you go to the tab that just says shop, and there's a little gift card drop down. And so it's much easier that way than typing up the whole URL. But yeah, I mean, your support, as always, and not just for Mysterious Galaxy, but for every independent bookstore, whether it's us or a small bookstore in Texas, New York, Indiana, like, your support means everything. Your book purchases make us strong and they keep us going. So thank you. And yeah, if you ever have any questions, just let us know.
Some other exciting stuff, guys. We have some coloring pages available to print and do up on the website. I believe there's just a tab to the right when you get to the main page. We also have some new shirts that should be coming out in the next indefinite amount of time.
Time is meaningless.
More confirmation on that soon. And as always, if you guys have any questions or you want to get a hold of any of us, we are at Mist Galaxy on Instagram and Twitter.
At Mist Galaxy Books.
At Mist Galaxy Books.
And if you have any questions for the show, you can email us at podcast@mistgalaxy.com. Please send us your questions. We are hoping to do some questions at the end of our episodes, and that would be great. You can also find us, of course, I believe we're going to be up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and things like that. So if you find us, please give us a rating and review, because that'll help other people find the show.
And share it with your friends.
Yes, share it with your friends, and then and stay tuned for our next episode coming soon.
Ooh. Super exciting, guys.
Awesome.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.